Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In one quarter, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday hosts, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet 3 inches and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other quarter, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
Joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer, and brought to you by Jersey Mike's via sub above. Joe Patrick joins us Mondays and Thursdays at 11:20, 92.9 The Game Bridge Reporter. Follow him on Twitter at JAPatrick200. Do you agree with what Snit said after the game yesterday, Joe, that the Braves are kind of just starting to look like themselves?
Yeah, I mean, I think they are. I think that he was spot on, actually, with the way that this team responded to, you know, some adversity, obviously, with that terrible series against the Blue Jays, and they came back and got the big sweep, which were stressful games, you know, that he pointed out. Those were not easy games to play in and not easy games to win. You know, those were close games that the Braves have generally been on the wrong end of this year. Yeah. So good to see them come back and win those games. And then, obviously, coming back and having that huge win on Saturday, I think, really just gave this team a jolt that they really needed. And hopefully that's the kind of confidence builder that can really propel this team to the kind of run that we think that this team is capable of, that can kind of give them some distance and some breathing room in this division.
Hey, Joe, what were your thoughts on the Shane Green signing? We know that Chris Martin is rehabbing down at AAA and everything, and he'll be back pretty soon, sometime this week, obviously, probably. But the signing of him, and how long do you think he'll be ready till he joins the big club?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how long it will take. You know, it's really uncertain as to, like, how good a shape his arm is in, but I don't think it will be super long. You know, I think that the Braves have every incentive to try to get him up to the major leagues as soon as they can, so I can't imagine it would be longer than, you know, a couple weeks. I couldn't really tell you, but again, it's much easier, obviously, for a reliever when you don't have to really get stretched out. Right. You just got to kind of get in shape. So I don't think it will be too long, and I think that it will be a big boost to this team. You know, I think that the Braves are the ideal team for Shane Green to come to, considering, you know, he's obviously been here before. He was here most recently, and he's familiar with the personnel, both on the playing roster, but then also the coaching staff and things like that. So I think that it makes for a really good situation for him to come into. And I think that, you know, when you look at the contract that he got, only, you know, $1.5 million, you know, that's the kind of contract I think that the Braves would have loved to have signed him to, you know, probably a long time ago. And I, you know, who knows how much he was asking for before. I think it was quite telling that a pitcher of his kind of caliber was still just sitting out there on the free agent market with no team coming after him. So I think it would be a big boost for this team. I would say, though, that I am kind of questioning what kind of shape Chris Martin's arm is in, if they're going out and going to go get a right-handed arm at this point. Because, you know, obviously Chris Martin was a guy they were going to rely on in the seventh, eighth innings for these stressful situations. And we know that, you know, the injury that he had has always kind of spooked me a little bit. When you hear about tingling and potential, like, nerve issues, that's never a good sign for me. So I think that this is a great kind of fallback for the Braves to have. And I think that they're just in a fortunate situation to be able to capitalize on it.
I know we're just speculating on this again, but that's okay. Do you think that it was the reason that it took so long was Shane Green was just asking for more than teams were willing to give? And here we are, May 10th. Finally, he's like, all right, this is probably the best offer I'm going to get.
I mean, that's the only thing that I can assume that it was, because otherwise I feel like he would have been kind of an obvious candidate, especially at this price for the Braves to move on, you know, even in the off season. Like, I feel like this is a player that they would have loved to have, you know, bring to spring training and help build their bullpen around. Coming into the season at this price. So that's seeing the price of what they signed him for at the $1.5 million mark, like, that's the reason why I feel like it had to have been about money mainly. And the fact that, you know, if it weren't the Braves, isn't some other team in baseball right. certainly taking that deal? I think they are. So, yeah.
Do you think now that he's in the fold right now, Sean Newcomb, we know that he's rehabbing after the whole COVID situation and everything. Do you think there's still a possibility, because like you were saying, another they have a right-handed arm already. Do they come in with another lefty?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, Sean Newcomb is going to have a role in this bullpen, absolutely, 100%. And I think that this bullpen right now is still kind of, you know, it's still shaping up. I think Brian Snicker is still trying to piece it together and find out who's going to be the guys that he wants to use in certain situations. I know that, you know, Luke Jackson's a guy that I know this show in particular loves to kind of, you know, grab his go, but I think he's been improving as the season has gone along as well. And he's proven, you know, he's turned into a guy who I think Brian Snicker is feeling like he can rely on him right now, at least in the short term. But I think that's why you bring in a guy like Shane Green to kind of give you some more solidity there. And I think that Shane Green, the reason why this situation is so great for him is because he isn't stepping into a situation where, like, he needs to come in and be like a closer or a setup guy or like a huge part of this bullpen. I think he can be that. I think he can step in and he can be, you know, if he's pitching and he's effective, I think that he can slot up into that role. But if not, he could be a reliable reliever, you know, for kind of the lower tier of the bullpen.
The Luke Jackson conversation has been very consistent on this show. Do your job and there won't be a problem. He's been doing his job more lately, and there hadn't been as many problems. So there you go. This is a story coming out of Saturday night. Thank goodness Ronald Acuna is okay and was able to be in the lineup on Sunday. But what do you make of the way that the Braves have handled and did handle Ronald Acuna getting hit by another pitch?
Oh, man. So this is one where, you know, I'm not going to make many friends with our listeners, I feel like, with my take on this. I think that I don't think that, like, coming in and throwing at the opponent is like, I don't think it's serving Ronald Acuna. I don't know. I don't think that, like, I think that the players, like, Ronald Acuna knows that his teammates have his back. He knows that his manager has his back. I don't think they need to prove that to him by throwing at another opponent. And I would say that, thank goodness they didn't, because that game ended up going to 12 innings. They were using, you know, going through the depths of their bullpen to get through that thing. Right. And you know, they needed those guys. It's a good thing they didn't waste somebody to go out there and plunk somebody. You know, there's always – I feel like this it almost feels like some Braves fans, in my opinion, like, want this to be, like, some controversial thing where, like, you know – that Ronald Acuna doesn't feel like the manager has his back or feels like he's on an island because he's always getting hit. I mean, it is unfortunate that he is getting hit so often, and it's really frustrating to see, especially, you know, knowing that he's one of the superstars in this game. But I think that that's just something that, you know, it's just what's going to happen. And unfortunately, like, where we are in baseball, if you go out and try to retaliate, you're going to get guys thrown out. You're just going to essentially dig yourself into a deeper hole. It's unfortunate that Major League Baseball won't come down on some of these opposing pitchers that do this kind of thing and be more proactive in, like, serving out suspensions if they feel are needed or fines or whatnot. But there's at the end of the day, I don't think that this is the Braves' kind of job to handle these situations.
Right. When you look at what's going on with Freddie, because he was one of the worst slumps he's ever been in, Joe. And I know I asked you this last week. I was like, what's wrong with Freddie? Did you see anything wrong with Freddie? The breakout weekend that he had, that Saturday and Sunday and yesterday's game, could it be, or are we just like, okay, just taking it right here in front of it? Even though we know how great Freddie is, so we just stay right here in the moment with it.
Yeah, no, I think that it was like, it's so good to see him finally break out. And it's interesting to hear the way he's described it. You know, he is saying that it's no different than what he was doing at the plate a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, I would say that it was still kind of boggling my mind to see some of the pitches he was swinging at. And I do think that he was getting frustrated. I think that he was getting frustrated and getting a little antsy and reaching at pitches that he shouldn't have been trying to swing at. And I think that, you know, such a confidence builder, I think, for him to just see those balls either leave the yard or just miss gloves. You know, he said that, like, it feels like one big glove out there instead of just, like, you know, eight little ones. So hopefully that can get him going. And I think that, you know, all signs point to the right direction. The Braves have a stretch now where they got 10 home games out of their next 13. They've got an off day today before they continue at home. So I think that will be something that serves Freddie Freeman especially really well, just getting him some rest and getting him going again.
Am I getting fricky with it if I'm talking about Inoue as an all-star candidate already? Is it too soon?
The stats, I mean, show that he's right there, obviously. And, I don't see him really showing any signs of this being some sort of fluky situation. I mean, it's so impressive what he's done. And again, like he's still developing his repertoire. He's adding a changeup and he's mixing that in with his pitches. You know, who knows what he could even develop into years down the line. But I think even right now, he's showing that he's like a bona fide, legit, I don't know if he's exactly going to continue what he's doing right now in terms of where his numbers are, but I think he's absolutely going to be a guy who, if the Braves make the playoffs, not only is he going to be a big reason why, but I think he's going to probably be a guy who you want starting in the playoffs for you if you get there.
This dude, he's been just a breath of fresh air and everything, and as he's getting going, what has been your impression of Ian Anderson, real quick, as far as the groin pains? And it seems like this young man has some of that fight and some of that dog in him.
Are you talking about Inoue?
No, I was talking about Inoue, but I wanted to say Ian Anderson.
Oh, yeah, Ian Anderson. He's crazy, like, how kind of beyond his age he is. I mean, both he and Inoue really are, like, they seem way older than they both are. They're so young in their careers. Ian Anderson, he just never ceases to amaze me with just how much of a grinder he is. He's not a guy who will, like, blow you away with stuff, but he's just so consistent. He did have one bad start here a couple starts ago, but, he's another guy I just continue to expect to get better and better as the season goes on, as his career goes on as well.
Joe, thank you. Great
stuff,
as always.
Appreciate it, my boy.
Sounds good, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.